This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. President Draupadi Murmu will hold delegation-level talks with her Portuguese counterpart, Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa, in Lisbon today. She will also meet Portuguese Prime Minister Luís Montenegro and the Speaker of Parliament, José Pedro Aguiar Branco. President Murmu reached Lisbon earlier this morning on the first leg of her state visit to Portugal and Slovakia. The President will also meet members of the Indian community in Portugal, and she's likely to meet some Indian researchers from various universities and academic institutions. Recent tariff policies implemented by the Trump administration in the United States have led global markets to dramatic sell-offs worldwide. Major indices like the Nasdaq 100, S&P 500 and Nikkei 225 futures saw big declines, with Nikkei futures triggering circuit breakers. Futures markets quickly priced in almost 5/4-point interest rate cuts in the U.S. this year, leading to a sharp drop in Treasury yields and a weaker dollar. The key trigger behind today's crash is the escalating trade conflict between the world's two largest economies, U.S. and China. The benchmark domestic equity indices plunged around 3% today amid escalating trade tensions and mounting recession concerns in the U.S. However, domestic equities remained more resilient as compared to global peers that witnessed sharper cuts. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange, Sensex, tumbled 2,227 points to close at 73,138. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 plummeted 743 points to settle at 22,162. The Supreme Court today agreed to consider listing for urgent hearing the petitions challenging the constitutional validity of the Waqf Amendment Act 2025. The bench comprising Chief Justice Sanjeev Khanna and Justices Sanjay Kumar and K.V. Vishwanathan took note of the submissions of senior advocate Kapil Sibal, appearing for Jamiat-e-Ulema-e-Hind, and there were several petitions on the issue and they needed to be listed for urgent hearing. Besides Sibal, senior advocate Abhishek Singhvi and lawyer Nizam Pasha mentioned other petitions for urgent listing. President Draupadi Murmu has given her assent to the Waqf Amendment Bill 2025, which was earlier passed by Parliament after heated debates in both the houses. World Health Day is being celebrated across the globe today to raise awareness about health and good health practices. The World Health Organization, WHO, has declared Healthy Beginnings, Hopeful Futures as the theme this year to end preventable maternal and newborn deaths and to prioritize women's longer-term health and well-being. On the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaffirmed his commitment to building a healthier world. In his message, he stated that the government will continue to focus on health care and invest in various aspects of people's well-being. Mr. Modi emphasized that good health is the foundation of every thriving society.
मैं आज आपसे वादा चाहता हूँ हम सभी को अपने खाने के तेल में 10% की कटौती करनी चाहिए मोटापा कम करने की दिशा में ये एक बहुत बड़ा कदम होगा इसके अलावा हमें एक्सरसाइज को अपने जीवन का हिस्सा बनाना होगा अपने को फिट रखते हैं तो ये विकसित भारत की यात्रा में आपका एक बड़ा योगदान होगा.
In an exclusive interview with Akashvani News, Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare, Anupriya Patel, highlighted the nation's commendable achievements in the health sector, including the significant fall in maternal and infant mortality ratios. She also appealed to everyone to adopt a healthy lifestyle.
Our health is our real wealth. And health is not just our physical health. It is our mental and emotional health as well. Take care of your physical health. Eat what is local, what is seasonal, what is fresh. Eat less processed food. Exercise, physical activity is very important. Indulge into meditation, yoga, whatever you like. While it's important to take care of the family, it's also important that women and girls take care of their own health.
The complete interview will be broadcast tonight at 8 p.m. on 100.1 Akashvani Gold Channel and other frequencies. In IPL T20 cricket, Mumbai Indians will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai today. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.